Today we're reacting to Sabrina Carpenter's Please Please Please.
Let's go.
Carpenter! Somebody bailed your ass out. I said, ew, Dennett.
Why did I say that?
I tried to keep a straight face.
I don't know why I said that.
My hand is sweating from that.
Please, 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 don't prove I'm right.
No, I have good taste. I heard that you're an actor, so act like a stand-up guy.
Sabrina, I get it. I get it. Barry was fine in that video.
Sabrina looked great too.
Yes, she did, obviously. But sometimes I look at the two of them, I'm like, what is she thinking? He scares me a little bit. But in this, he did not. I get it. I get it now.
I just think, like, what if they break up? She's like, I can't believe I put him in a music video.
No, whatever. Like, it was a moment in time. I think that's almost kind of sad.
I'm surprised it was a single.
Yeah, why? What's she doing? After Espresso? Bitch. No, but you know, like, please, please, please. Like, that's a... You know how Charlie Puth says that you should use words that are, like, common phrases? When you're writing songs?
Yeah, but I still don't think that should have been the single.
Well, why don't you give me... Why? What's wrong with it?
Yeah, it's
oh,
okay.
You're gonna... I also was thinking that.
This is
a different sound.
Yeah. Sounds kind of like, you can tell it was produced by someone who produces someone else that she was on tour with. And that's not a good thing.
Does that make you sad as a Sabrina fan?
Yeah. I think this is weaker than even all her non-singles on the last album. Like, it wasn't very interesting. Like, the words were kind of odd. Like, it sounded like, I feel like most of her songs are really clever. Like, the lyrics are always really clever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's a very good lyricist. All her songs in her last album, every single song, I was like, ooh, okay, interesting.
They were all gone.
But even, like, Espresso, all the lyrics are clever. Like, that's the point. It's, like,
they're funny.
They're tongue-in-cheek, whatever. This? Not really. They were, like, weird lyrics that, again, I associate with the person she toured with. Like... odd lyrics that don't really fit the song and are just like, And the production was, it was fine. It was just, it was kind of, lackluster. It's like Sabrina can do so much more. I would suggest she goes to other producers in the future. Sorry, guys. And Julia Michaels, bring her back. Clearly, she does good lyrics with her.
Bye.